I have a question for you. Please don't worry, this isn't a test. But I have a question for you. We have heard from the Book of Wisdom, the letter of James, and the Gospel of Mark. And I have a question for you. Where do you see yourself in the Scriptures? Spiritual writers love this question. St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, developed a whole program and really a whole spiritual life focused on this one question. Where do you see yourself in the Scriptures? Mark tells us about the journey of Jesus and his disciples from Caesarea Philippi to Capernaum. They are traveling through Galilee and Jesus is teaching. It's not the large crowds on the side of the mountain and not to the people in the synagogue. Jesus is teaching the 12 disciples. It's a small group. It's about the size of one of our faith formation classes. Jesus is leading the group. Jesus is speaking. Jesus is teaching. He is giving a word about suffering, but also about the promise of the resurrection. Maybe you can see yourself in Jesus. Can you see yourself as Jesus? Can we think about the good words of promise that we speak when we see suffering? Can we think about the people who walk with us each day and each week? Can you see yourself as Jesus? Maybe it's a little easier to think about the disciples. I love the disciples. They get to be close to Jesus. They get to hear the word of Jesus. They get to share the life of Jesus. They get to travel, and they get to see miracles. Can you see yourself as a disciple? We get to share in the life of Jesus. We get to hear his word. We get to travel through our days and through our week. Sometimes we even get to see miracles. Can you see yourself as a disciple? Now, of course, the disciples are competitive with each other. They are not perfect. They can be proud and ambitious. They can be competitive. Maybe we can see ourselves there, too. It's nice to be honored. It's nice to be recognized. It's nice to be appreciated. We understand what the disciples are saying. They are discussing which of them is most important in this small group that is traveling with Jesus. Can you still see yourself with the disciples? If you can, you're in good company. The saints in the windows and the saints in the murals fought the same battle. Jesus taught his disciples what it means to follow him. To be great is to be a servant. We can learn with the disciples. We can learn with the saints. We can learn to be great as we are great in our service. We can see ourselves with the disciples. It's good to be a disciple because we get to be with Jesus. But there's one more person in the picture today. Jesus took a child and placed it in their midst. Jesus embraced the child and said, "Whoever receives one such child as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Can you see yourself as the child embraced by Jesus? Children were not valued in those days. They were powerless. They were vulnerable. They were ignored. They had no voice. And Jesus embraced a child and said, "In this child you will meet God the Father." When you feel that you are not valued, Jesus embraces you. When you feel powerless, Jesus embraces you. When you feel ignored, Jesus embraces you. When you have no voice, Jesus embraces you. You do not have to imagine this, because it is the reality. Each of us is a child embraced by the Lord Jesus. Amen.